Hey everyone, Mario Pereca here, and welcome to 10 Minute Mindset. Joanne Reed is back with us today. I can't wait to bring her back on the line, but if you missed yesterday's episode of 10 Minute Mindset, go to 10MinuteMindset.com right now. Get yourself caught up. We had a fantastic conversation. We talked about her book titled, This Is Your Quest, Your Mission to Experience Happiness Along the Way. She shared with us the key to happiness that she found or uncovered as she was writing her book, and really what makes her book different. Although it is in the self-help category, she explained that it's really less of a self-help and more of a reader-guided quest to finding happiness using history and philosophy and all sorts of really cool things. So I can't wait to bring Joanne back on the line. We're going to do that here in just a minute. But before we do, we're going to do our daily Geo method, because Geo is a way in which we journal / meditate to set clear outcomes, to put intention and action behind those outcomes, and to do it all from a state of gratitude. And Geo is, of course, G-I-O. I like to work it back to front, so I always start with the O, and the O is outcome. First and foremost, you have to identify what that outcome is that you want to achieve. And the number one thing I see when I talk about Geo, because Geo is a hot topic, we do it every single day, people know we talk about it on 10 Minute Mindset, and it's a hot topic in my life, and I love talking about it with other people, but the number one thing I see is that people just aren't clear enough about what it is they want to achieve, because your outcome really needs to be two things when you're thinking about it. It needs to be clear, and it needs to be compelling. When I say clear, I mean specific, and most people kind of sort of know what they want. They have a general vague idea about what they want, but they're just not clear enough, and here's the key. This is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to being clear on your outcomes. Clarity is power, but it takes time. The clearer you are on what you want, the faster your mind can get you there, but clarity does not come overnight. So it's a daily practice. Coming up with your outcome and getting clear on it is a daily practice. So if this is the first time you've ever done this, if this is the first time you've ever thought about what you want your outcome to be or what your desired outcome is, it's okay. The most important thing is that you get started. I have what I call an outcome journal. And in this journal, all I write are my outcomes. I have that outcome distilled down to one powerful statement, and I write it, read it, and say it first thing every morning, just so there is absolutely no confusion between my conscious and unconscious mind of what we're trying to achieve that day. And this outcome, it really does evolve over time. So just write something down, take action on that. And as you take action, it's important that you notice what I call the feedback from the universe. You'll notice little distinctions. You'll notice the opportunities that pop up. You'll see the things unfolding around you. And then when you come back to reiterate this outcome statement the following day, you'll be able to take all of that into account and allow that statement to evolve and become even more clear. And as it becomes more clear, it becomes more compelling by default, and it becomes even more powerful. Because a thought in and of itself has very little creative power, but a thought backed with emotion becomes infinitely powerful. And a thought backed with emotion is what we call a desire. And when the desire is strong enough, it leads to action. And what I really mean by action is the eye of Geo, which is intention, meaning now that you know what you want and why you want it, what do you intend to do about it? And when it comes to intention, I like to set three of them every single day. I'm not a big to-do list guy. I really feel like when we get too attached to to-do lists, it becomes more about the feeling of checking things off and not so much about the outcome. I always start with that outcome in mind. Everything I do that I plan on doing as my intentions, and by the way, when I call them intentions, it's because these are actions I craft that I intend to do today that will also, I intend for them to help me attract that outcome into my life. So when I'm crafting them, I craft them from that end in mind, from that outcome, and I make them very, very purposefully. And there's three things that I do every single day. So I don't like to have this long list of to-do items that kind of get in the way, because the longer that list is, the farther you get from your outcome. So the three things that I intentionally create every day are, number one, what's one thing I can do right now within the hour? Because right now my attention, energy, and focus are squarely on my outcome. I have no outside interference. As soon as I step foot outside that door and start my day, all bets are off. Life happens. It comes at all of us. But right now, first thing in the morning, you have the power. So what's one thing you can do right now to create that feeling of achievement first thing in the morning, no matter how small it is, and harness that power to build towards your outcome? Number two, what's one thing that I can do within the 24 hours of today so that by the end of today, I've accomplished at least two outcome-focused action items? And if you just do those two things, but you do them consistently over the course of time, those results will begin to compound and you'll begin to build massive amounts of progress towards your outcome. And the third thing is, what's one thing that I put a little bit of time, effort, and attention into each day? Maybe it's a longer scope project, maybe it's something I collaborate with others on, but what this really does is it keeps that outcome in the back of your unconscious mind at all times, so that no matter what you're doing, when an opportunity pops up or something that could be an opportunity pops up, you'll recognize it and you'll take action on it. It's not that some people have more opportunities than others. Opportunities are abundant. They're all around us. I like to say they're like water in the ocean. When you go to the ocean, you can have as much water as you want. There's never a question of whether there's enough water there. The only question is, how big is the container that you brought? If you bring a teaspoon, you can have a teaspoon. If you bring a dump truck, you can have a dump truck. And opportunities are the same. They're all around us. They're everywhere. The question is, how big is your container? How many are you able to recognize? And when you get really clear on what it is you want, it makes your container bigger and bigger. You'll be able to see more and more. It's not that they weren't there before. It's just that now you're able to recognize them. And because you are even clearer on what you want, it makes you more compelled to take action. so that now you will take action and leverage those opportunities to build towards the outcome you desire. And finally, the G in GU is the X factor in all this. It's the state in which we're in when we do this. And for me, that's gratitude. Gratitude is one of the most powerful states we can be in, because when we're in a true state of gratitude, we cannot feel a negative emotion. And when it comes to gratitude, this is where I like to pull meditation into the mix. I like to close my eyes for 5 minutes every morning and really get into that state. Not just think about it or say it, but really get into that state and feel the feelings of what it feels like to be truly grateful. And the more I get into gratitude, the more we get into gratitude intentionally, the more gratitude will show up throughout our lives and all other areas. And so when I get into this state, when I meditate, I focus on three things specifically. Number one, what's one thing I get to receive every day? What's one thing that's maybe a small thing that maybe I tend to overlook or not focus on so much because I get familiar with it? Maybe I even take it just a little for granted, but now I can focus on it, create massive amounts of gratitude around it, because it is those small things that lead into the big things. And we get really grateful around those small things. And when the big things happen, we can get into gratitude even faster and even deeper. Number two, what's one thing I get to give every day? Because it isn't giving that we truly receive, and through contribution that we create true fulfillment. So what's one thing that I get to give to the world that creates fulfillment within me that I can create massive amounts of gratitude around? And finally, what's one thing that I am? Because our identity leads to our actions, which leads to our results. As human beings, our greatest need is to show up and act consistent with who we believe we are. And who we believe we are comes from the things we hear the most. And the things we hear the most comes from our own self-talk. So audit your self-talk, become your own best friend, become your biggest fan, and condition yourself to show up and take on the identity of the person capable of attracting those outcomes you desire into your life. And if you do this consistently, you will begin to overcome those obstacles, break through those barriers, and you will begin to actively experience those outcomes you desire each and every day. And that's GIO. We do it every single day. Gratitude, intention, outcome. Do it first thing in the morning to set your day. And then do it throughout the day when you need to come back, refocus on those outcomes that you desire, put intentional action behind them, and do it from a very powerful, resourceful state of gratitude. And now, it is my honor and privilege to bring back onto the line author Joanne Reed. She is a lawyer by profession who currently lives in Seoul, South Korea. She's also an entrepreneur, a wife, and a mother of two teenage daughters. She's not an academic, a psychologist, or an anthropologist. She's neither a scientist nor an economist. She's an observer, she's a thinker, and she's curious about the world and curious about people. She is the author of This Is Your Quest, Your Mission to Experience Happiness Along the Way. You can get a copy of her book and learn more about her at her website, which is authorjoannereed.net. And you can also follow her on Instagram at author_Joanne_Reed. So go there and connect with her. Joanne, welcome back to 10 Minute Mindset.
Good morning, Mario. I look forward to talking to you this morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. I so enjoyed our last conversation yesterday. We talked about your book. You told us stories about your book. And, you know, just I think the way that you did the book is so fascinating. I mean, the way that you combined, it's not your traditional self-help book where it tells you positive, uplifting things and just makes you feel good. I mean, that's incorporated, but that's not the whole thing. It's written from the perspective of the reader going on their own quest to discover their own happiness. It's parts history, parts economics, parts philosophy, parts self-help. And one of the things that I really like about it is the philosophy aspect, because to me, that is so central and crucial. And I think a lot of self-help books ignore that. I think that it's not maybe that they ignore it, but they just don't get into that. But I think the philosophy that we live by and the philosophy of the philosophers is something super important for us all to understand, for us to know, and for us to take into consideration with how we lead our lives when we're searching for happiness. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Well, I believe that philosophy is very important. And for me, there's so much that we can learn looking at ancient philosophers such as Aristotle or Lao Tzu and so many others. Philosophy, to me, should not be considered as an obscure and academic subject. Philosophy should not be seen as a frivolous enterprise only for those who have heads in the clouds and lots of time to kill. And the reason is because the philosopher really is the one person who, in fact, knows the fundamental thing, and that is how to live. Philosophers are experts in the art of living, and they spend most of their time thinking about just that. What is the point of life? And that is a very difficult question to answer. Trying to discover the point of life, it can be a very unrewarding journey, because you probably, most of the people would feel that the answer that they're looking for is out of reach. And wherever you look, you find a whole lot of well-intentioned advice from a whole raft of people, and some of them expert in their fields. And to me, those advice, they are not bad advice, they're not wrong advice, but it is advice that often does one thing. And what it does is it piles on people a whole lot of pressure. It overwhelms people It tells them that they must do X, Y, and Z in order to find their purpose in life. And then if they don't do it, then they will die sad and frustrated with many regrets as to how they live their life. But you see, the point of life is just living. And it's as simple as that. It shouldn't be more complicated than that. What you have to do really is to find a way to stop placing so much emphasis on the outcome, on reaching a destination. Because most people think in those terms, they think, I will be happy when I will lose the extra weight. I'll be happy when I have my big house. I'll be happy when I have my dream car or when I get the promotion. And then if they don't reach that destination, then they will feel forever unfulfilled. So I repeat for emphasis, the point of life is living. So what I'm trying to, the message that I have for my readers is don't equate the purpose of life with some great act or some great deed, because small things and big things are big in their own way. But there is also another key message from my book, and that message is that small things count. And the best person to me that actually articulate that concept very well is one of my favorite philosopher is the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. So Lao Tzu, the Chinese philosopher, said, if you want to awake all of humanity, awaken all of yourself. And I think that's just a great way to go about life. And I think that every single one of us, we have a goal that we must follow, and we have objectives that we have in life, but those don't need to be something that is extraordinary or it is amazing. It can be something that is very small indeed. Because what I believe is that the world needs more people who are content and happy. And just doing the things that you want to do and being the person that you want to be is just a way to go about it. Those things can be great, you know, great things. You can go out and save the world if you want to. But my message is that you actually don't have to go and save the world. What you have is just to focus on yourself. And once you've done that, and then you reach the goal that you set yourself, which can be a short-term goal or a long-term objective, then you'll be feeling more fulfilled and you'll be feeling happier. And that is what the world needs. The world needs more people who are happy, fulfilled, and content.
Do you believe that we all are born with a unique purpose in life? Do you believe we all have a unique purpose that if we search for it and we find it, that it will lead to more fulfillment?
Yes, I do believe that. Very often people have a tendency to compare their lives with others. And I think this is a recipe for being discontent and being unhappy, because your life is not the same as your next door neighbor or anyone else. You're very unique. You have unique talent, unique skills, unique predisposition. And I do believe that each one of us has got a special purpose in life. And it's up to us to pay attention and to really think about what we want to be and what we want to do. And I say that in that order, because the first thing is to know what you want to be before you know what you want to do. And very often when you look at how people go about their life, and life is not a walk in the park, like I said, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. Very often people will go through difficult periods in their life. They're going to have some successes, but they will also have experience failure. And those struggles and those failures, you should look at them in a positive way. You should look at them as an experience that you were meant to have in order to test your ability to withstand challenges. It will show you what kind of person you are, what you can rise from, and how you can come out of those challenges. So to me, successes and failure, they are linked. Both of them will take you to where you're supposed to go. And actually, I've quoted Winston Churchill already, but I think that I'm going to quote him again. And I think that it's Winston Churchill who said that success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. So what we need is that we need to have more resilience and not give up at the first hurdle on your journey. And this is also what I'm talking about in my book. Nobody out there is entitled to a result. When you look at people who are successful, talented, rich, and famous, very often we just take it for granted and we have a tendency to say, oh, yes, you know, they're so talented. It's just a talent that they had. They were born with talent. And therefore, it's just a talent that took them through the finishing line. But actually, if you ask anybody out there, be it a famous actor, singer, or, you know, whoever, a writer, it's not just the talent, it's the perseverance, is that they had to wake up every day and work at it every day. And that's what is required. It requires dedication, it requires commitment, and it requires perseverance.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly believe everything that you just said. I love it. And I always, you know, I go by, I've said this before and I'll say it again on 10 Minute Mindset. I personally do not believe that there is such a thing as failure. That's the way that I frame it. That's the way that I look at it. I think that failure is a label that we apply to things when we don't get the outcome that we expected to get. And so we label it as a failure because it didn't turn out that way. But if you look a little deeper and you just take it for what it is, and you say, what did I learn from that? What is this trying to tell me? Then you can take what I call the feedback from the universe and allow it to guide you in a specific direction to kind of figure out where you're supposed to go, what you're meant to be doing. And if you don't label it as a failure, it doesn't have to be a negative thing, right? Events are just events. The label that we give them dictates the emotion that we put behind them. So absolutely, success and failure, they're two different, they go together hand in hand. One usually leads to the other and vice versa. So thank you so much, Joanne, for everything you shared the last 2 days. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. I want to remind people to grab a copy of your book, This Is Your Quest, Your Mission to Experience Happiness Along the Way. And to get that book at your website, authorjoannereed.net is where you can do that. And to follow Joanne on Instagram at author_Joanne_Reed. Joanne, thank you so much again for being here, and I can't wait to speak with you again soon.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
And I want to remind everyone to find us, 10MinuteMindset.com. Join the Facebook group, subscribe to the podcast, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on a brand new 10-Minute Mindset.